Shantanya boy, Renetti!
What's going on? Catch us on Wild and Mofo, Real Dumb Shit, and Redacted Shunt for the Twitter, on YouTube, and on Facebook is Official Wild On, Instagram is Wild On Official, and Mixcloud is Wild On RDS for all that dumb shit.
The Pusher Becks are podcasting. What's happening, people? You're listening to Real Dumb Shit. What's going on?
That was real dumb. Posh and Bex, bro. So who's Posh? Who's Bex, bro?
He's going to ask that. You're Posh, isn't it?
What, because my hair's shorter?
Yes.
That's weird. Ain't gonna lie. Anyway, quick rundown of the trailers of the show that we're going to be reviewing. Lion
before
King.
That.
Huh?
Before that.
You can't do before that before we've done this thing.
Why not?
You can do the before that after we've done this thing.
Nah, before that.
Oh, God. Go ahead.
Did you hear about this guy? This this 69-year-old guy.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to identify as 49 years old.
Oh, the guy that's case got dash out. Yeah. I've heard about it. But at least it's a good president. Like,
I say dude's got a point.
Not really.
Why not?
Well, because why you not? Look young doesn't mean that you are young.
Yeah, but if you can be like, you know, non-gender binary or whatever fuck, mm-hmm. You know, all those other letters after Q, why can't you be like, at least?
His request was like, reasonable. It was only like 20 years off. But realistically, it's not true. I mean, the opposite is true. Yeah, but the opposite is just simply ridiculous. So somebody who is 20 trying to identify as an 8-year-old.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
Why not?
Because you're not that age.
The only thing like you'd have to stop is people trying to get pension or
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Try say they're retired when they're like 20 and shit.
Yeah.
But apart from that, why the fuck not? Why can't I be 20 and say, yeah, I'm 80, what's up?
It's ridiculous.
Why?
Because you ain't got osteoporosis or any sort of madness or any ailments and
I'm good for my age. What?
It's dumb, but it's even too dumb for me to think. I ain't gonna lie. But yeah, it depends. Like, from a shunt point of view,
yeah.
Do you innit? But
exactly.
But
exactly.
When it comes to age,
fuck your boxes.
When it comes to age, though, bro,
eradicate that shit. No boxes.
No boxes. You tick the appropriate box.
No boxes.
Because if that's the same bullshit that they're trying to do with Tinder, I'm not down, bro.
Yeah, but they're still going to have a picture.
Not down.
They're still going to have a picture, though.
Not down.
Why?
Not down.
Why?
Be yourself.
So what, you're trying to say if you're...
Be someone, your actual self online. That's my whole thing.
You're trying to say, yeah, if you use on Tinder and you saw, I don't know, let's say... Like,
no, because it happens on Tinder anyway.
A nice age-appropriate 27?
Yeah, so
she was saying that she was 85. You're gonna try and say you're not gonna.
I'm not gonna slide in DMs, bro.
Why not?
I'm not. I mean, like, it's just not age appropriate.
She wants to identify as 85, but she also wants a young dude.
I don't know, man.
Like, what's wrong with that?
The young dude might not want her, and the fact that she's hiding behind a pretend age is sort of like some form of like veil of deceit.
Nah, it's not a pretend age. It's the age that you feel that is the age you identify as.
Because I know some guys that still think they're 21 or 37 and they're old as shit, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people do it anyway. Like, it's just not a fish.
Ooh. I don't know. That one I'm not touching with a four-foot barge pole, let alone a six.
What? This, of all things.
Yeah, because
of
it's...
Of all things.
It's too dumb. Like, there's dumb shit in the world that we cover.
Yeah.
And there's that. You know, that guy that was like 69 trying to sort of pass himself off as a 40-year-old. Which was 49. Reasonable. Which was reasonable.
49. He didn't go like proper ludicrous. All his point was that like he doesn't feel the age. Well, one, that he doesn't feel the age that he actually is, and also like being 69 is not the same as being 69 like back in the day. It's not even the same as being like 40 back in the day.
Well, ideally, I mean, this is the fucked up thing. People in their 30s are apparently. Well, financially,
yeah.
They are 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
which is disgusting.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, you know, you can but just...
But it's like...
Your age, you know, you move your age to...
Yeah, but you don't want to be 75 and have a 25-year-old's fucking wage and being forced to work because you identify as a 25-year-old.
No, because you'll take that into account. So if you're...
No, you won't.
If you're getting,
they won't.
Wait, what did
they
you say?
Won't. So you don't want to be 75 identifying as a 25-year-old and being paid... Be paid like a frigging 17-year-old. That's what happened. Your workplace will make you sign a document that, you know, puts you under the legal requirement of minimum wage. That's the only people that actually benefits.
Minimum wage will go under the same thing that I was saying about. Like,
yeah, but if you identify, can't say you're retired. Just imagine if they assess
there's
you.
There's a few like lines that you can't cross.
Yeah, but just imagine they assess you. Like, just imagine this, right? You are, say, a 7-year-old, right?
Yeah.
And you keep in shape.
Yeah.
Now, the NHS or the government assess you and say you got the body of a 50-year-old.
Okay.
Regardless of that.
Why are they doing this?
Yeah, they're doing that because, like, they're looking to save money, innit? So you got the body of a 50-year-old, so they're saying that you can work for 15 more years, so you're not eligible to retire until then. Meanwhile, you're 75, working at McDonald's.
Nah, it's got to be my choice. Like, you can't force me
to... It won't be your choice.
No, it has to be.
If you're being assessed by a company...
If all these other things are, like, based on choice and how, like, how you feel on the inside, then this has to be treated exactly the same. Like, you can't be... Like, the government can't turn around and be like, nah, like, you're...
Nah, but that's what they'll do.
You're a dude or you're a girl. Like, you're 50. Now, like, you can't come and tell me I'm 50.
Well, this is what happens.
I have to tell you.
This happens. If you identify as this...
Yeah.
That's one thing.
Yeah, but them
if somebody then enforces it on you,
yeah,
that's another. But that's what you're doing when you're saying, "I'm 75. I'm not 75. I'm 25."
Yeah, but I'm not forcing it on
you. No, you're enforcing that onto society because society has carbon dated your freaking old ass.
Hey, society needs to deal with it, innit?
No, society can't deal with it. Why because, not? As I said Why before, not? If society can deal Why with not? It, then it will be the opposite way around
what?
As well.
What's the beef? Like, where
the beef, or the cattle, as it were, is you can't have it both ways. So you can't have it any way at all.
Why not? Why not?
Because, in theory, you can't change your age. In theory.
Nah, you should be able to, though.
No, I don't think you should. I think you should appreciate your aging, decaying body.
Yeah, but if that's not happening to you yet, like if it's not, you know, then why not?
No.
Why not? No. Man's feeling all young and fresh. Like, why should his age hold him back?
His age shouldn't hold him back. Exactly. In regards to that sort of angle, your age should not be used against you in an employment basis. However,
I'm not talking about employment. I'm just talking about.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Life. That's the only thing it's really life. Gonna affect.
Trying to go outside and get bitches, whatever. It's like, yeah. She sees your, like, your driving license drops out of your pocket or whatever. She's like 69. It's like, nah.
Why are you gonna carry that incriminating evidence?
I'm just saying, I don't know. Like, maybe he didn't have it on him on the first date. Mm. Maybe he had it on him. Like, maybe
he had to drive and
whatever.
But I digress. On with the Ross Clark show. Ah, God.
So you're on board, yeah? Change age?
No, I'm not. I'm against it, unfortunately. Because old ass dudes change names means old ass bitches can do it too. And
Why not? Why not?
I am not down.
Why not?
Because they lie enough as it is. So I don't want official documentation.
I'm not saying that.
Validating their lies.
I'm not saying they should have like fake pictures, but like if you don't have a problem with the way they look age wise, why should the actual age have like?
Actually, a sideways step on this one, right? Have you seen that documentary web thingy where that guy who's like 25 and he's kissing that 9-year-old?
No.
Exactly. That's the reason why I've got a different opinion to this matter.
Why?
Because it's gross.
Yeah, because it looks gross. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you look younger...
She got so excited and one of her dentures went lopsided, bro.
Bro, that didn't happen.
It did. It's all French kissing her and stuff and it's just like all over the place. And then she's shaking from the excitement. Pretty sure something bad happened as well.
Yeah, maybe that age change thing's not for her then.
It's not for anyone. It's not for anyone, bro.
But for other people,
But then saying that, that guy was like a reverse sexual... Actually, he is a sexual predator, but he preys on the old.
He's a reverse sexual predator.
No, like, you know, like, I don't know what the term is. I know what a paedophile is. That's like somebody who gets around. There's got to be an aisle or whatever for somebody that goes after people that are old. It's got to be. Somebody goes for a senior grey type. But yeah, the trailers that we're going to be sort of like glossing over are The Lion King, Fighting With My Family, What Men Want, Happy Death Day To You, even though we covered that already in one of my ones.
The trailer was out there.
Oh, God. It was. And it was. Captain Marvel, the new trailer, so it's like 2.5. We're going to be glossing over The Walking Dead, Typhoon, Mandalorian, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Blue Beetle, Shang-Chi, Daredevil's Controversy, obviously, it's not really controversial because you kind of already know, Candyman, Cowboy Bebop, Fallout, is that a TV series or just a game that we're glossing over?
The game, I want to hear what you're saying,
man. Okay, fine, and Red Dead. Alright, cool. And, yeah, so first of all, Redacted, it's your show. So
it's Gerontophilia.
Gerontophilia?
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't roll off the tongue that well, doesn't it?
None of them do, really.
Gerontophilia. So what would you call those? Like, we call paedophiles pedos. What would you call the...
Toronto, isn't it?
Toronto. Yeah, you goddamn Torontos.
No, Gerontos.
Gerontos.
Or Goronto.
Goronto.
I think it's Geronto.
Oh, God. It's gross. Gerontos.
Yeah. Probably from their geriatric, isn't it?
Ugh.
Maybe it's Geronto.
Geronto.
Yeah. Ugh. Geriatric.
Gerontophilia. Anyway.
It's not going to sound nice.
It's not
same,
nice. It's not
same.
Nice.
Yeah. Change your age.
No, don't change your age.
Do you. Be the you you want to be.
Be your happiest self.
Exactly. So if you're, no. If you're 69 and you want to feel like you're 49, have at it. Have at it.
Alright, let's talk some TV, film and game nonsense. Before that. Carry on. Although I meant to be interrupting. How the hell can you interrupt your own goddamn show?
Yeah, well, this is the length you make me go through after the other day, where you just left bands with just like some mad kind of twisted up anxiety feeling after you just fucked up his whole vibe.
I didn't fuck up your whole vibe.
Shut up,
you tried to say. You tried to say. You tried to say we were the Cagney and Lacey. I mean, this one's not that bad, but the Cadney and Lacey, of course I'm going to react to that, bruv. Of course.
By sabotage.
It's not sabotage, it's just like pulling you up on it, bruv. It's like, I ain't that guy.
I'll talk about when you interrupted me, like when you interrupted me and then you tried to like, be like, oh yeah, carry on. It's like, bruv, I can't carry on after that. Like,
No. You're thinking about when I did it on my show.
That's what I'm saying, when you did it. That's what I said.
No, but when I did it on my show, it was just sort of like a, sort of like, preemptive strike.
Exactly.
That's the only one.
Exactly.
And you've kept this. You kept this going. So now you're interrupting your own show.
Yes.
To make yourself feel better, even though you don't have to interrupt your damn self.
Yes.
That makes no sense.
It makes every sense.
It
if
doesn't
you really think about it.
Doesn't. You can't interrupt yourself whilst you've already got the floor. It doesn't make any sense.
It makes all the sense.
It's like the Prime Minister saying, but before that, you know, Brexit, whatevs. You know, stuff.
Yeah.
That's exactly what... mind you, Theresa May would do that. So, if anything, we are the Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn of podcasting.
They're not a duo.
Huh?
They're not a duo.
Definitely. I never said they were.
Yeah, but see, all these are duos.
No. Okay, fine.
Duos.
Okay, so now we have to correlate our first thing towards duos. So, Chippendale's done. Freaking... Murta and Giggs done.
Yeah. And what Giggs?
Riggs.
Yeah.
And all right. What about this? The Chuckle Brothers of podcasting. That's a better one.
Pretty sure we did that.
Oh yeah, we probably did. There's been so many things that we covered.
Just saying.
Such a 30, short space of time.
Episodes,
talk about blowing your load early. You know.
Well, yeah, that's how we do.
Got to think of stuff.
Anyway. As I was saying,
mm.
I lost two packets of cigarettes.
Two packets of cigarettes.
Yeah, I mean, I say lost, but I mean that's not really an accurate description of what happened.
Okay, so they
disappeared.
They disappeared. How the hell did these cigarettes disappear, bro?
I don't know. I'm baffled.
No, I reckon that they're around the house somewhere.
No. It's not even.
Have you got any like pro anti smokers in your house?
Everyone was asleep, bro. Everyone was asleep.
Everyone was asleep, and your cigarettes were missing.
Yeah, okay. And it's not even like I know I didn't drop them anywhere. Like I didn't drop them outside.
Mm.
I didn't drop them elsewhere in the house.
Mm.
I had both packets in my room. One was a full pack I just bought from the shop. Mm-hmm. The other one had two left.
Mm-hmm.
I touched them both in my room.
Yeah. Disappeared. Pause. And disappeared.
Yep. Disappeared. So
they're not disappeared. You just misplaced them. They will turn up.
Bro, I can't. My room's small. Like, I can't. They can't just be misplaced.
They can.
I had them
easily.
I had them easily. Anyway. So I'm working on a couple of theories.
Mm-hmm.
Theory number one.
Yeah.
It's ghosts. What? Are you gonna make that noise?
You mean to say Patrick Swayze or something, some other entity, came up and stole your cigarettes?
No, I'm not saying stole. Like, just maybe borrowed or...
What, the puffer geist? The puffer geist stole your fucking cigarettes?
No, alright, maybe not borrowed, but like...
And why is your house haunted, bruv? How many people have died there? Okay, second theory.
No comment.
Second theory.
No comment. Nah, like, you know, because you know, like, sometimes ghosts are just tricks, doesn't it? Like, just like,
nah, I mean, like, it's more likely to be something like ninjas.
What,
like,
nah, come on.
Ninjas that were sent there to assassinate you, or to...
What, and instead of killing me because I was home,
mm-hmm.
they just took my cigarettes. They took both
mental
packets.
Anguish, bruv. They're sadistic. Sadistic.
Nah.
Sadistic ninjas. Or you're in beef with Triple H, maybe.
Triple H?
Yeah, Cerebral Assassin, isn't it? Mind games.
He's too busy. Plus, it was Monday night, man.
No, depends. No. it was probably part of Raw, and like they televised some other version of it to your house. That'd be fucked up, innit?
Yeah, I don't think Triple H can't sneak in on no one's house without noticing.
Man, he can.
Look how big he is. Nah, man.
He can.
Nah.
He has it in him. Definitely. Okay, so it's not Triple H, ninjas, or ghosts. What's your other theory?
My other theory
mm-hmm.
is there's a weird pocket dimension in my room.
Pocket dimension? Okay.
Yeah, so when I threw my cigarettes down, like, they just...
Yeah, it hurt.
And just went through the pocket dimension.
Have you heard any sort of like malevolent beasts, sort of like voices around your room at any point in time?
Not that I can recall.
Anything calling you to the dark side?
No.
Nothing saying, you know, join us or anything like that. Join us or
well, I said the
kill
pocket,
them
pocket
maybe.
Dimension, not a hell dimension.
Huh?
So pocket dimension, not a hell dimension.
Well, I'm just eliminating hell dimension, obviously.
Well, it's still kind of like a subsection of pocket dimension.
Maybe. So, in theory, you've lost your cigarettes to ghosts or pocket dimension.
Yeah. Or
they fell down the side.
Theory number three.
Fell down the side.
No.
That's too reasonable. Fine.
Rough. I checked all the reasonable places. I checked all the unreasonable places.
No, you haven't.
I did.
You haven't.
I did.
What probably happened is that you found... Well, you basically moved them, and then they fell down somewhere, and then you moved something on top whilst you're looking for them, and you've been looking around all elsewhere, and they're still in that same place.
That stuff, bro. This ain't my first rodeo, bro.
It's not your first rodeo.
I've been looking for shit for years.
So
I've been looking for shit for years. I know how to look and find some stuff.
Yeah, but I doubt it this time. This is like a pack of a tooth. What's a third? What's the denomination of twos?
Of what?
You know, like how you have a third of a cake, a fourth of a cake.
Yeah.
What's the twos? Second.
Half.
No, a twos, as in like the half of a third.
A half of a third.
Sixth.
Yeah.
Sixth, and then the seventh, an eighth. probably eighth. Eighth's probably the right measurement. Of what? You said you had like two left, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, my math's a bit off. I was thinking a portion of two.
Okay. Yeah.
0.2. Actually, it's 0.1.
Why?
It's 2. 2 out of 20. Maybe. Math!
It's too late for math, bro. It's too late. Too late at night for math.
That's crazy.
I've got a power that I haven't realised I have yet.
The power to lose things.
Teleport my cigarettes away.
You couldn't teleport.
Or my power is to open a pocket dimension, and I just threw my cigarettes in there.
You know what the fucked up thing is? I had a sort of similar sort of cigarette lossage over the weekend as well.
Yeah.
My one was a bit more simpler. Just left them at home.
That's not lost. My one not lost either.
No, but I had to buy another packet.
Mine are just gone. I had to fucking buy another packet as well. I'm pissed off because I just bought a packet. And the worst thing about it is I'm at home, like I'm stressing out because I can't find my cigarette. So I want a cigarette, but I can't have a cigarette because I lost my cigarette.
So you put yourself into a sort of perpetual loop.
Yeah.
See, this is the fucked up thing. You shouldn't smoke because you're stressed. You should smoke to alleviate yourself from the day's troubles.
What's the difference?
Don't know yet.
Exactly.
But it sounds better. Anyway, let's talk about film.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
What about pointless cigarettes?
Hey, it's not pointless. There's nothing pointless about cigarettes.
You ghost. You duppy stealing your cigarettes. It don't make that damn sense.
That does make sense. Look, shit has not happened before.
Obviously has.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Crazy.
Last time it was my t-shirt.
So you lost your t-shirt to the pocket dimension ninjas or...
no one's saying ninjas. You're the one saying...
I reckon it's ninjas. Somebody's paying for this privilege. Bruv. It's not.
How ridiculous you sound talking about ninjas.
No. Ninjas are real. Ninjas are real, bro.
Yeah, ninjas are real, but they ain't real in my house.
Maybe they are. Hidden in the darkness, a few corners of your room. There's probably like one ninja in there.
They'd be so fucking bored.
Exactly. It doesn't matter about the boredom and the ninjas. It
does.
Doesn't.
It does, man.
Hasn't. They wait for the opportunity, then they strike. They're patient creatures.
It does. It happened before anyway. Wasn't a ninja.
Mm-hmm.
My t-shirt disappeared.
T-shirt, yeah.
Yeah. I looked for it everywhere. So I had to choose a different t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I went out.
Mm-hmm.
I came back.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what the t-shirt was?
Where?
Right on top of my bed.
Yeah, you got some form of like messed up forces in your room, bro.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Oh. This wasn't even the same room. This was a different house.
Damn.
So either ghosts are following me,
mm-hmm.
or I got that pocket dimension powers.
Yeah, you probably have. Pocket dimension powers kind of makes more sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird world. So.
More sense than ninjas, definitely.
No. Speaking of things that make sense.
Lion King trailer.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Isawenya.
I've never seen the Lion King.
You've never seen the Lion King. You just want me to hit you in the mouth right now, don't you? I'm not going to do it. I'm going to ignore that comment. I'm ignoring it for the benefit of our friendship.
Nah, it's not my fault. It's blame Disney.
What do you mean blame Disney?
Nah, because you know how they run. Like they'll bring something out. It's out for a little while.
What's that for? Like,
and then you can't get it again. And then it's in the vault. And then when they decide to bring it out, they bring it out.
It's been
and
on.
Then it's back in the vault.
Actually, I don't remember seeing the Lion King being put on ITV or Channel 4.
That's what I'm saying, bruv. That's what I'm saying.
I think it was a BBC One.
That's what I'm saying.
I think it has been on terrestrial TV.
Probably has, but like, come on. Too busy for all that.
Yeah, Sunday night matinee and all that.
Like terrestrial TV lifestyle, man. Too busy for that shit.
Mm. I mean, like, you got the new streaming service coming out. I doubt that it won't be on there.
Nah, I think they'll still probably do the same shit.
That's impossible.
Like, it'll be out for a little while. But nah, but look how much films they've got. They'll just rotate them in and out.
Yeah, I suppose. Every film apart from Tales of the South.
Well, all the other stuff,
apart from Dumbo would probably be edited.
Nah,
I see an elephant fly.
They'll probably need that shit. Everything else will probably you'll be able to see at any time, but all the animation stuff, that's probably still going to be on that vault rotation.
Yeah, damn it. I mean, like, what I reckon they'll probably do is that they'll have an option to buy or have a state of permanence once you've streamed, I guess.
Maybe, but there's nothing in it. I mean, there's nothing in it for them to do that.
Yeah, there is. As soon as it goes up in, like, quality, like HD or 4K or blah, 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 they'll release it again.
Well, I mean, it's still going to be available to buy anyway. But I don't think they're going to promote it. Like, they're not going to, because there's no benefit for them.
Yeah, they will. Well, they'll probably do, actually, if they are smart, is that they'll promote the ability to buy the physical special super duper Uber edition as an advertisement before you watch it.
Maybe.
I reckon so.
Maybe.
Of everything.
Nah, fuck them, man. They can't have adverts on their true streaming service.
Yeah, they can. They can have adverts off other Disney products.
Bullshit.
But I mean, like, it depends how much they charge.
Oh, speaking of Lion King, I'm on board, even though I've never seen it before. This is
lies.
My first time.
You're lying.
Fine, I've never seen the whole thing before. I've seen clips.
Lies.
Like I seen that bit where he drops down into the thing,
mm-hmm.
and he always gets run over by the stampede or whatever.
No, he gets run over.
But he's not dead.
He dies.
No, when Simba goes down there and he escapes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so,
Simba survives, Mustafa dies.
Yeah, so I've seen that bit.
Which is messed up, because if you've seen like the intro where it says everything the light touches is our kingdom. But basically, my whole beef...
I know what that bit looks like. I haven't seen that bit in the film.
My whole beef with the film is that if they're such loyal subjects, they would stop if they saw the king.
It's too busy. I mean, it's too late.
No.
Maybe it's one of those things like where, you know, they are so far removed. They don't even know what he looks like. That's just any old lion to them.
Yeah, I suppose.
Because like, there must be people who, if they just saw the queen just walking down the street, like without her entourage and stuff, they don't know who she is. They just think that's someone's granny.
No. I know who the queen is.
Yeah, you do, but I'm saying there must be some people who would not
doubt it. I mean, she's a global icon, and to be fair, it's not a big place, the Serengeti. So
big enough.
It's not. It's not really.
Yeah, it's all spread out and stuff.
I mean, if we weren't able to hunt down, what's it, Simba?
They don't have newspapers or like TV or
that. I reckon they do. If we only have a society where they're talking and there's a priest and all that stuff, I reckon there's some form of paraphernalia.
Look how long we could talk and have priests and stuff before we had TV.
Fair point. Fair. Anyway, next trailer, anyway. Because this film ain't even come out. I mean, we ain't even discussed the cast. The cast is like bananas. Michael Key. Peel's not in it. Key is.
Yeah.
So from Key and Peel, Key's in it.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen. Apparently he's playing Pumbaa.
Makes sense.
I reckon Key will probably play Rafishi, the baboon. No. Rowan Atkinson used to play Zazu.
Okay.
James Oliver, the guy that does the weekly show, is probably going to play
Zazu.
He's probably doing Zazu. Yeah.
That makes sense.
And who else? I think the guy that plays the main role in Moonlight is going to be Scar. Cottonmouth in Luke Cage.
Rest in peace.
Daredevil, rest in peace.
Oh, we're not there yet.
I don't know. Shawala.
Yeah.
Something Mike Shawala. Mahershala Ali.
Yeah. Mahershala Ali.
Mahershala. Yeah. Great actor. Bad name. I'm joking now. His name's amazing.
Shocking behavior. Yeah, I'm on board. I mean, I'm excited to see I don't know. Do you think like it looks a little too real to have talking animals?
See, you're saying the same shit about Dumbo last week. You can't pick and choose.
No, I didn't. Oh wait, I mean I did because yeah. I said like it's going to be weird because they're not going to have talking animals. But,
but in a film where there's predominantly animals, you're expecting them not to speak.
Dumbo's different, like he's gonna be flying around and shit.
And this one's about
not
a family
out,
feud.
Just regular animal shit.
Yeah, they're singing animals.
They are not gonna be singing no Hakuna Matata.
They will. Nah. If they don't do Hakuna Matata, nah. People will riot.
Nah.
Riot, bruv.
They ain't gonna be singing no Can You Feel the Love Tonight.
Oh god. If they don't do it, boy. Lord help him.
Nah.
For a guy that doesn't who hasn't seen it, you know all the fucking songs, bruv. Full of lies.
I know a couple of songs because they used to make us sing them in school.
Is it?
Yeah.
Make you used to sing them at school, yeah?
Yeah.
Great lie.
What do you mean? Why would I lie about that?
Because your secret shame is to watch The Lion King redacted.
Yeah, but why? No.
Back to back.
I'm more.
A big bowl of cereal.
I'd have more shame that I haven't seen it.
Lies.
You've seen it. Like, it's more embarrassing that I haven't seen it.
You've seen
rather
it.
Rather than saying, oh,
you've
I've seen
seen
the
it.
Ranking.
You've seen it. But when you know those two songs, you've seen it.
Nah. Plus the what?
Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Of course I know those two songs. I swear that was like a number one hit.
It wasn't.
Exactly. What? Yeah, it was.
It wasn't. Have you seen that new bullshit online where it's like, the song that was number one when you were 14 defines your life?
Nah, that's stupid. That's stupid.
Alright, let's see. So you're
that's stupid. You know why that's stupid?
Hmm?
Because when I was 14, I don't think I had any interest whatsoever in what the top 10 was.
I was
listening to other shit. Nah, man, I didn't give a fuck.
Alright, so say for example your favourite genre of music, right? Let's give a shot in the dark. I'm going to say hip-hop.
So, that's... No. Now you're already making it
jungle?
Specific. You're already making it specific. So...
Okay. So, AC/DC, yeah? That's your favourite band?
Of course not.
What do you mean, of course not? How am I supposed to not know? Anyway, moving forward. Let's hypothetically say...
Yeah.
90s. Was when you was 14, right? Hypothetically, it would be about say let's pick a year. 95? No, mate. Let's see, 98. We'll go 98. No, not 98. It would be 96. Right. So 1996, and let's see. So top 10. 1996.
There's only
7
then.
Yeah, of course. I just say, I mean, I'm just, because I like the 90s. Top 10s. There you go. That should be number one, right? Top 10 singles. Boom. Alright. Are you sure?
Are you sure what?
Well, in 95, actually 96. So, your birthday is what, February, yeah?
Ugh. Maybe.
Alright, so, Blue Tones, Radiohead, Meatloaf, Dog Eat Dog, and Lighthouse Family. Actually, Lighthouse Family, bruv.
What about it?
That would, actually, no, No Fronts, the remixes. What's that? Not a Dry Eye in the House by Meatloaf, so everyone barley. Joan Osborne. Oh shit. God Was One of Us. That's number 3. Remember that shit. Only from VH1, obviously. Not that old. My one would be, I mean, June, if it was 96. Let Loose, Make It With You. I have no idea what that is. But Always Be My Baby wasn't that number three.
Who's that?
Mariah Carey. Oh. Always Be My Baby. Nah, that's definitely.
Torch is bullshit.
Yeah. Everything But The Girl. Oh god, I don't remember that band. Ah, anyway, I digress. On with the other bullshit, or say dumb shit, should I say.
Speaking of streaming services.
Oh god, yeah.
Yeah, the content wars has claimed as first victim.
Okay, who died?
YouTube Red.
Oh, so they're proper locking it off now.
Yeah, they're, paywall's gone.
Paywall?
Yeah, because you have to pay for YouTube Red, isn't
it? Oh shit, yeah, yeah.
So, I think they're still going to try and make original content, but they're going to try and fund it with instead of digging in your pocket.
Well, to be fair, I mean, like, it wasn't a case that it was rubbish, because they had some really good shows on there. It's just the fact that people do not go to YouTube for that service.
Yeah, I think that was one of the things that were mentioned as well, that it's kind of counter to the company image.
Yeah.
Like, YouTube is, you kind of see that as a place where you can go for
free stuff!
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, it's a place for people to
exploit the misdirection of the system. Sorry about that.
I mean, I wouldn't say that, but like, you know,
to get stuff for free.
Yeah, but also as creators,
to learn how to get stuff for free.
And as creators,
learn how to get stuff for free.
Okay. Yeah.
Nah, I mean, back in the day, I used to use YouTube as the service that it was, which is basically the internet but with moving images. And yeah, everything's on there. Everything legal, illegal, sideways legal, pointless. And then, you know, some guy, I mean, you get everything on YouTube apart from porn and any form of extreme violence. But then saying that, you can actually see a couple of dead bodies and a fully erect penis on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can get like some very porn adjacent stuff.
Yeah, you can. Not that I would recommend, you know, getting your porn from YouTube. It's only going to be weird.
Maybe.
I mean, porn's weird as it is, but, you know, YouTube porn is next level.
Did you see the What Men Want trailer?
I saw it ages ago. I told you already. Like, half the stuff.
New trailer, bro.
Ugh, I don't care.
New trailer.
Don't care about it.
It's hot new shit. Hot off the presses.
Hot new trash. That's all it is, bro.
It's
the recycling bin of films. It's like, it's good. I get the premise. They've gone full blown opposite of what the Mel Gibson film was, which is basically, you know, a black lady trying to get what men want, I guess.
I mean,
and she's not racist.
Trying to get what men want?
Hmm? Yeah. Although women don't really need to know what men want, really, in order to get laid. Yeah, but it kind of ended up being a primary objective.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
You can't say that without seeing the film. And two,
if they also called this film In the Pursuit of D, I would not think any less or any more of it. It's the same fucking thing.
That isn't.
Here's bro.
That isn't. The only reason why it's called What Men Want is because the original, the Mel Gibson one was called What Women Want.
Is that name?
Yeah, and he wasn't in the Pursuit of Puss.
Yeah, it was.
No, he wasn't.
Clearly, he was.
No. he was trying to get inside of the mind of the female psyche so he can better sell products to them. He was not trying to get pussy.
It was.
No, that was just an accident.
It's a side effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
In fact, I'm pretty sure he was already getting pussy before that happened.
I don't think
but he was getting the wrong...
It was getting lackluster. Was it lackluster?
No, it wasn't lack. Like, it was just non, you know, the pussy that don't last. It was one night pussy.
The best pussy.
One night pussy is not the best pussy.
It is, bruv. No relationship, no babies.
It's all about the relationship and the togetherness and the coming together as one.
Next. See, team. Next. It's easy. So much easier. Oh, God. No, I mean, like...
Heartless.
Now, in regards to sort of like conflict and all that stuff, I'm not shying away from it. That's not my policy. But in reality, that's the that is the best kind of pussy. It is. Wipe the slate clean. Live
pussy
in the dream.
Care about the best kind of pussy.
Hmm?
As a pussy, you care about is the best kind of pussy.
What do you mean?
If you care about.
No. You haven't lived, have you?
I've lived plenty.
You haven't, bruv.
I
Because if you've lived, then you know
that lifestyle.
No, I'm not saying the lifestyle's shitty.
I don't disagree with the lifestyle. It's just it's not for me.
For me, this is like it's not the best. This is reality. Like, if I could wake up and be with a different girl every single day without any sort of like major consequences, disease. Dysentery, all this other bullshit. It would be the better life. Because I like variety. I like to get to know someone. I like the whole process. I like the chase.
How do you get to know someone in one day?
Exactly.
So you don't like to get to know someone?
No. You do. You get to know him enough. Enough for the spark not to die out and then turn into some bitter, twisted, bullshit, angry shit.
Nah, fuck that shit.
Nah, definitely not.
Fuck that shit.
Nah,
but then you have to be entertaining every night. Fuck that. You have to
entertain every night. That's not part of the clause.
Well, this is.
No, it isn't. Nah. It's like Drew Barrymore in 50 First Dates is possibly the best version of a girl that you want, really.
No, because explaining the same shit to her every day is going to get annoying.
Oh. Like it isn't like that normally.
It's not like that normally.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. It is. Your version is more like that.
No. In every relationship, you have to go over some shit all the time. It's like, in me, my most successful relationship I had, which was over like a year and a half, involved me living a life of Morgan Freeman. I had to explain some shit every single day. I was like this bitch's voiceover. I hated it. I hated it so much.
That's just the wrong woman.
Yeah, definitely. But then every single time I get into a sort of situation, I just find myself explaining some stuff. So then I thought, oh, it's me. And I went into a relationship, not said a goddamn, like, you know, controversial word or anything like that. And then the girl says, oh, I'm too boring. Because I'm not explaining some stuff. It's like they just want to constantly absorb knowledge.
I don't say it. You're just hanging out with the wrong chicks.
Nah, it's just... Internet's ruined everything, bruv. Can't lie to a woman anymore. Can't bareface lie. They'll Google that shit.
Why not?
Hmm?
Why not?
But why would you? But, you know, it's like, man. Anyway, I digress.
Just say some shit they can't Google.
Okay, what is the shit that you can't Google? Just your feelings. Just you're just going to tell her some fucked up shit about your feelings.
I mean, like, what were you trying to say?
Hmm?
What are you trying to say?
Just saying.
What are you like, saying? That's Google that she's Googling, like telling her like
ungoogleable. There's nothing that is ungoogleable.
No, but what are you saying that she's Googling up?
Just general stuff. Like you could have one slip of the tongue, as it were, describe something in the wrong way, and then like yeah. Now, I mean, I think it's because I'm a know-it-all. The moment somebody.
Okay.
I reckon this makes sense now. Because I'm a know-it-all, or not a self-proclaimed know-it-all. Because I don't believe I know it all, but I'm a know-it-all. The moment that they get some form of like room on some form of like upper ship, They're on it, bruv. They're on it. It's like, boy.
This makes a lot of sense now.
Because I'm right most of the time. Oh, no. The moment I'm wrong.
I'm pretty sure our listeners can attest to you not being right most of the time.
I never said I was. But in a relationship, that's where my flaw is, I guess. You know, it's like one of those ones where I'm not living a superior life, but I'm comfortable with my own skin, and then that does something to someone, like it just vexes them up.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? How can you be so calm and collected all the damn time? And I'm not calm and collected. I've lost my rag many a time on this show.
Yeah.
And yeah, but in a relationship, that's how I am, you know, because I don't want to be stressed. I don't want to be looking at your face thinking, I'm going to fucking kill you, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like most teenage romances, which is either love or kill, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. It's a weird process. Anyway, on with the next one.
Speaking of weird processes.
Weird process, definitely.
Daredevil.
It's not weird. We know what's going down. We saw it from when Luke Cage got cancelled for no reason. I thought, everything else is gone.
No.
They're taking everything back. They're going to show Punisher, and that's it.
Jessica Jones.
Punisher, Jessica Jones, everything else is cancelled. Daredevil, if it is sort of like picked up by Disney's streaming service.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't.
Well,
I mean, I suppose it's possible.
It's not impossible, and it's not undoable. Like, they're not going to lose out by showing Daredevil Season 4.
I think they should have just left it. Like, they should just been like, you know, just run the shows out.
Well, to be fair, it's like one of those ones where, now that we, thinking of a segue, That Shang-Chi thing,
okay.
Whatever it's called, is it Shang-Chi?
Shang-Chi.
Yeah. It's a good opportunity to introduce all the normies.
Why?
Because, I mean, apart from Iron Fist, you can kind of like link the two, because both of them do martial arts. One's officially
racist.
No, because they're both set in New York.
Racist.
How is it racist?
Because what? Just because they do both do martial arts. They have to
No, they don't have to be friends, but in regards to the general consensus of it all, I think what they were trying to do is they were trying to keep one R-rated, or, you know, like, mature-rated, and Shang-Chi, whatever his name is, probably comes in I don't know, how the hell do you do a freaking Kung Fu film that's under 15? No, you're kicking someone in the face, bro.
Yeah, but that's in violence. Like, violence is okay. It's just stuff like dismemberments and eviscerations and getting stabbed through the heart and actually seeing it go in and out. And then more than one fuck.
I don't know. Maybe if they do it in another language, you can go
away. Do it. It's possible.
How would it fit in, actually? I mean, like, it's actually quite bizarre. Like, now that it's done
by... As a film, I think it would just have to be... Like, it would just be more of a standalone vibe. But then it might be a film that's straight to streaming service. Like, it might not be, like, a theatrical release, or it might just be, like, a very small release, and then they just stick it on the streaming service. But I don't think...
Nah. I reckon they're going to go full-blown Black Panther with it. It's just going to be super Chinese. Super-duper Chinese.
It's not really the same.
Like, it is. I mean, I suppose because, like, Chinese people will watch their films regardless. However, there isn't a film at the moment, an American film anyway, that has a lead face that is of, you know, Asian persuasion. Yeah, well, this is the thing. This is the whole thing.
I mean, you don't even have to go that far. You can just say female. Like, there's not as many female leads as white male leads. So, you know, there's very little diversity, really.
But this is another thing as well. Do we actually need that diversity within the Marvel Universe?
Yeah, because it's normal. Like, otherwise, the main reason, one of the main reasons that we need it is because otherwise it's just weird.
Yeah.
Like, if everyone's white, if everyone's a white male, it's just the films as
what,
you start
couple of
building
little green
up the characters, well, whatever. But as you start seeing more and more characters, it just becomes weird. Like, where's all the black people? Where's all the women? Like, where's all the Chinese folk? Where's all the Indians? Like, it's just weird. It just looks weird.
I think my main concern about the whole Marvel thing, moving forward, if they are looking to, you know, expand a mature audience or have an audience that is more than one race, more than one gender, why not? I mean, in regards to Iron Fist and all that, just let it run. And why are they cancelling it?
Because they don't have any control over it. Like, it's not theirs. It's not on their service.
Yeah, but I don't know. You know what I reckon it is? I reckon DC are going to be pumping a lot of money into Netflix.
Why? They've got their own streaming service.
Yeah, but it's not working.
Yeah, but
and as a result,
it would make more sense to use the money to try and make it work rather than throwing money at a service that they're not making money off.
Yeah, but it's easier to make money off something if you're only putting half the money into it. So, for example, with a series like Titans, they put in half, Netflix puts in half, bing, bang, boom, full-blown production.
I think so. I think I don't know. Like, it's difficult to say. Like, no, they are making an effort. It's not like they're not making an effort. They're trying to put out content. Apparently, Titans is good. Like, people seem to like it.
No, it's not. It's the complete opposite. I've been hearing
that people like it.
I've been hearing people think it sucks. Well, Titans, other than, like, narrative's one thing, appearances, trash.
Well, I mean, it's only season one, and it's basically, like, their first show. Like,
it's not their first show.
What's their first show?
Well, they got all the bullshit on CW. They got all the bullshit.
Yeah, but it's not on that. It is, but it's not. What I mean is their first show for the service.
Doesn't matter what service it's on. They've come from a film and TV background.
It does.
Doesn't.
Of course it does.
First time as a unit, I guess.
Of course it does. Like, those shows, Flash has been going on for five seasons? Five seasons. Arrow's been, what, six, seven seasons?
I think it's eight.
See? Like, what the fuck? Like, you can't really compare the two. And obviously, like, they've got...
Okay, but they still did Smallville. This is it. Like, the DC outfit hasn't...
Yeah, but
the
issue is the look. The look is down to money. If they've not got the money to spend on it, or they've not put the money to risk on it, then, of course, it's not going to look as good as the other shows.
Yeah, it's just trash. It just looks like trash.
You're just coming off as some closed-minded.
I'm not coming off as closed-minded.
Man. You are, because that's your argument for everything.
Everything, DC.
Every time you just kind of.
I'll see about any other TV series. Come.
Every time you kind of don't like the sound of something, you're like, yeah, it's trash.
Yeah, because I can sense it.
Even if there's a well reason.
All right, so you on your list, you got Walking Dead - Typhoon, whatever it is. Yeah. Is that the same thing?
Of course it's the same thing. That's why I got a fucking hyphen.
Alright, cool. So, what is Walking Dead Typhoon?
It's a book. Yeah, about Walking Dead, but it's set in China.
Okay. So Chinese Walking Dead.
Yeah. But it's based in the city as well, so it's a very different from, well, I don't know about.
No, it will be. It will be.
But they're very different from Walking Dead.
Okay. But it's Walking Dead universe.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your opinion on that?
I mean, it's only a book at the moment, but it sounds interesting. Well, I mean, fucking hell, man. Anything at this point that's different from what they've been doing sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Like that, the show has become what it is.
It's become a parody of itself.
The show itself has become a zombie. It should have been dead a long time ago, and it's still just dragging its ass around. Just doing weird stuff. Like, what are you going to do with a Rick movie? What are you going to do with three Rick movies?
I'm going to watch them.
Not even one, three.
You're going to watch them.
Yeah, but it fucking make any sense.
Speaking about stuff that doesn't make sense, Happy Death Day to you. Stuff.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Why?
Have you seen the first one?
Of course I have.
Alright. So, imagine this. Bill Murray in Groundhog Day.
I have to imagine I've seen it.
Huh? Well, alright. I'm just saying. He gets out of the loop. And then 3 days or a year later, I think it's set at. Yeah. He gets dragged back into the loop, but with a mate.
So?
And then, yeah. I don't know. Honestly, don't know.
I'm on board. Like, the first one, it was fun. Like,
yeah, the second one seems okay.
It was just some good, dumb fun. You know, it's probably going to have, like, a big, slightly bigger budget, so they can probably do some more fun stuff with, like, the deaths and stuff. So, yeah. Yeah, I watch it.
Okay.
And you only have to wait a couple of months because it's out in for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. When the first one out on Valentine's Day?
It might have been. It's probably out in February, but I'm not sure if it was out on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Depends what else was out around about the same time.
So, Fighting With My Family. I don't actually think I've watched the trailer. What's it about?
Why not? That's the whole reason.
Well, I've watched most of the other trailers. No.
Fighting My Family is basically, I don't know, like, I don't really want to say it's a wrestling movie. It's about a wrestler. Called Paige.
Paige?
Yeah, she's English and just like her kind of.
Oh, the actual wrestler Paige?
Yeah.
It's a wrestling movie then.
Oh, that's what I said.
So, Fighting My Family is about Paige. Wasn't she the one that was in some form of like sex tape or something?
Possibly.
That's the only reason why you covered that, isn't it? I ain't talking about this no more. I ain't gonna talk about it no more.
Fine, Sabrina.
actually, no. Captain Marvel. A Skrull getting his head bent up into the post.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I like the trailer. And it was obvious that old lady was going to be a Skrull, but I kind of liked the idea.
That the less violent happened in the last trailer. This one, her head got concaved into.
No, but I kind of like the idea from the last trailer where it's just like she just randomly beat up old lady on the train. Which obviously, you know, they kind of spoiled on this one. But I like it. I want to see it. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be good.
Okay.
Pretty so, sure it's
gonna be good. Sabrina, so you've been wanting to talk about this before this thing, so I'm going to let you rip as I lay back and listen.
So, you don't care about the Captain Marvel trailer?
Yeah, I do. My main thing about the Captain Marvel trailer is that a lot more was explained, a lot more was visible, so we now know that we're probably going to get glimpses of Captain Marvel's other form, Binary. We also kind of know that it is a case of her being used by the Kree.
Yeah.
So there's going to be some form of, like, you know, resentment and all that stuff, and Nova Force and all that stuff.
which hasn't really been sort of tied in, but you kind of see it on the emblem of the shirt, so you're thinking maybe it's part of Nova, maybe it's sort of like, you know, going into that sort of arena. Other than that, though, my main thing about this film is that it will probably be the best film of next year, Marvel-wise. Next to, obviously, Infinity War.
No, not obviously.
I mean, because apparently we're meant to get Strange 2 at the end of the year.
That's not next year.
Well, that was the rumour.
That's not going to be next year. Nah, I don't think so. Because we definitely would have known way more about it, because they would have had to be filming it now.
Yeah, but apparently Cumberbatch is filming it now.
Nah, but I haven't seen anything.
Well, we're not meant to.
Nah,
you can't. See, but he's filming, I know that he's meant to be filming something from Marvel right now. I'm not too sure if it's going to be Doctor Strange or just the last scenes of Infinity.
Yeah, it's probably pickups or shoots for Infinity.
Yeah. So apparently he was seen coming out of Pinewood Studios is where they're meant to be filming the majority of it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I don't think there's no Strange for next year.
Anyway, so I'm looking forward to Captain Marvel. I'm also looking forward to the new X-Men's reincarnation, which is probably going to be not this year but the year after.
What?
Well, you know, like the reimagining of what the X-Men is under the MCU.
I doubt it.
Because apparently they're meant to be, they're aiming for 2020.
I doubt it.
For the first X-Men film.
I doubt it.
Where it would be Professor X
too
or.
Too soon.
No, it's right about time.
No, because I mean, Dark Phoenix is going to come out 2019.
Gonna
have new X-Men in 2020.
Nah, I mean, like, all mutant based. Because apparently, you
and
know,
that's not even including New Mutants. New Mutants still needs to come out as well.
It's not coming out.
I know it's not coming out.
Yeah, it's not gonna come out.
I know it's not coming out, but still. And that Gambit movie.
Gambit movie will probably be made actually.
That's not coming out.
They have nothing to lose with that one. But it's just a case of them trying to get actors into multi-film contracts. That's the main issue, because apparently this is like one of the things that I read anyway, and the main reason why DC lost what's that guy's name, guy that did Drive,
actor Ryan Gosling.
Main reason why DC lost Ryan Gosling is because he wasn't willing to commit to multiple films.
Yeah.
Which rightly so.
Well, fucking who'd blame him? Look at the state of their films.
Mm. Apparently, it was meant to be in Suicide Squad. It was meant to be the Joker.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, it was meant to be the Joker. And I could kind of see him playing off of Margot Robbie better.
No. What did I. I'm sure he was meant to be. I don't know. For some reason, I feel like they wanted him for Flag.
That film was trash. Speaking of trash,
yeah, well, that's why they fucking they can't get him to sign a multi contract. Because they wanted him to sign the contract without, they didn't have a script at that time.
Yeah, it's
so
dumb.
It's like, nah, no way, man, no fucking way.
So what's this Blue Beetle? Got Blue Beetle written down. Before I get too excited,
stop skipping stuff.
Not skipping stuff.
Skipping
stuff. We talked about Typhoon. We haven't done The Mandalorian, but I was thinking that we could do that later on.
Yeah, it's not your choice.
Oh, but actually, it's not. It's not. Well, this is it. I'm leading your damn show. I'm like laid back,
huh?
Waiting for you to, you know.
Yeah, because we're in the middle of a conversation. Be like, ah, I'm like, no.
Be the bad, bad, bad. Speaking jazz, bro.
Sabrina.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Been renewed for season 2.
Don't want to watch it.
Why?
Hasn't got
trash, bruv. It's trash.
Nah, it's not the case that it's trash. I just fell asleep during it. I think I was just exhausted over Halloween. Exhausted. Profusely exhausted.
What the fuck are you doing at Halloween?
Right, well, I was working. It's a busy time in my service industry.
Anyway, yeah, Sabrina's renewed for season 2. Mm-hmm. Apparently, so, it's going to be released in April.
Okay, so they're moving forward really quick.
Quick, yep. But also, apparently, they're going to have a Christmas episode. Christmas special.
Wasn't it like only 3 December episodes? December 14th.
Though? Of what?
Sabrina.
Nah, 13 episodes, bro.
13 episodes?
Yeah.
But they're long ass. Well, about an hour each. Or is it just an hour? Well, 3 hours in total.
Nah, it's just like regular stuff. What? Nah. It's, yeah, probably about an hour, 40 minutes, whatever.
Like each episode?
I think so.
Hmm. Because when I was watching it, they only had 3 episodes available.
Really?
Yeah, it's over Halloween.
Well, I don't know, because I watched it and everything was up.
Okay.
Where did it go? Yeah, an hour. 57 minutes. Hour. 53 minutes. Mm. Yeah, man, usual.
Okay, fine.
Usual Netflix shebang.
Speaking of usual Netflix shebang, have you seen...
Speaking of, shut the fuck up, Sabrina.
The Protector. The Protector.
Well, no, I'm not hearing that. Sabrina, yeah?
The Protector.
Even though I was aware of the comic before the series came out, and I heard it was way darker than it used to be, mm-hmm. I was still kind of surprised how dark this was. It's pretty dark.
Pretty dark. I'm going to have to watch it.
Some saints, okay. Love.
Nah, because it's like the Riverdale thing. I couldn't be arsed, bro.
Riverdale's... I mean, the first season of Riverdale's better than the second season. Mm. I don't know. Maybe because it had, like, that mystery aspect.
That's because you haven't seen anything like it before. I reckon Sabrina will suffer the same fate.
Mm. I don't think so. I mean, it's not unique, but it's... You know, it's not a carbon copy of a lot of things. Mm. But yeah, I mean, the only thing I don't really get about Sabrina, which is a bit annoying, mm-hmm. is that, did you watch the original series of Sabrina?
Sabrina, was it The Adventures of the Teenage Witch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in that, like, she didn't get her powers or know about witches and shit until she was about 16.
Yeah, basically, she was told not to make any hand gestures in the first episode, and then she makes a hand gesture at some frog, and it comes to life, and yeah, that's as dark as it gets.
But, like, she's 16 by the time she starts knowing about witches. This one, it's like she's known about witches and magic and stuff her whole life, like, she's doing spells and shit straight away, but it's like they didn't bother telling her any of the rules, because she's surprised by everything.
Yeah, but why would you tell somebody the rules?
They're prepared. So that when someone tells you and you need to sign a document in your blood and your soul's going to belong to the Dark Lord and shit like that, and you need to come when he calls, like, mm-hmm. don't you think you should have some preparing for that?
Yeah.
You can't just spring that on someone on their birthday. That's something you need to work your way up to that shit.
Yeah, but how dark is the Dark Lord? Is it just like a name given to him? Like,
no, it's proper goat man walking around talking some heinous shit.
You're trying to take over the world and all that.
I mean, you don't really see that part, but like, it's pretty demon-y. Not even demon-y, it's just very goaty. Good. Which is a bit more disturbing.
Some more Dragnet.
Dragnet? I don't remember any goats in Dragnet.
Don't you remember? No. Tom Hanks and Dan.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember any goats.
No, it's when they go to the rave and they jump into the pit. It's a goat man.
I don't remember that, man.
That was like the main integral part of the film.
Oh, it's been a long time since I've seen it.
Oh, fuck's sake. Carry on.
Maybe I haven't even seen it. Maybe I haven't seen all of it.
Yeah. I'm not going to entertain your benevolence anymore.
What?
I feel like you're intelligently trying to enrage me. So now I'm just sort of like apathetic. Like, would you say, oh, I haven't seen this before? So okay, fine. Before that, it used to piss me off. and be like, the hell are you thinking? How the hell can you not have watched this? But now I'm like, okay, redacted. Okay.
The rage. Nick Nolte.
What about him?
He's joined in the Mandalorian. What man?
Are we speaking about the same Nick Nolte in what was the last thing he was in, actually?
The Hulk. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
He's been in stuff since then.
And who's he going to play?
It's like crazy old Nick Nolte. I don't know. This is hush hush at the moment.
Blade. Was he in Blade?
Nah.
Who's in Blade? Guy Chris Christopherson, isn't it?
Yeah.
Christopherson.
These two different guys.
They look exactly the same now. Old and weird and not got long hair.
Racist.
Not racist, bro. Factual.
Racist.
Facts.
Speaking of DC movies,
mm-hmm.
Blue Beetle.
Blue exoskeleton abled beetle.
Yeah. Apparently, they're on this team. They want to have a Latino lead movie.
Oh, so they're going with new Blue Beetle.
That's of course, he's the most diverse one, isn't it? Like now they're not doing that cyborg movie. They need to chop with something else.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. I mean, Blue Beetle, I reckon should. I don't know, because that means like if they are going with the Latino guy, he gets his powers from alien based combat system.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess. Who's symbiotic with him?
Yeah.
Talk about symbiotes. No, we can talk about symbiotes.
Can't, bruv.
Can. What we can't talk about is any form of mer people.
They're not mer people.
What are they called then?
The Atlanteans.
They're not, man. They're trash. That's what they are. They're freaking water breathers. That's what they are.
That's racist.
Water breathing scum.
See, this is why. This is why Orm wants to fuck up the land, because of people like you.
Orm,
yeah.
Who's Orm?
Ocean Master. Yeah. His brother.
Oh, what else?
What else?
Screw that water breather,
bro. That small-minded mentality, yeah?
It's not small-minded.
It is.
Like, you are the most powerful beings underwater. When you come up to the surface, then what?
Then they're still pretty powerful.
Yeah, they're pretty powerful. Then they get slapped down by Superman. This is it.
Blue Beetle.
What about him?
Jaime.
I don't really have an opinion about it, because I like Young Justice.
Yeah.
But it's one of those ones where does Blue Beetle work without the dynamics of Young Justice?
Yeah.
On his own?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Of course he does. Because, like, he'll have that, like, whole, you know, the Scarab is talking to him, and it, you know, he's not fully in control, and sometimes it does some shit that he doesn't want it to do. There's a lot of play in that.
I mean, like, because one thing I have learned about watching the Venom film...
How can you learn anything from that?
No, you can. You can learn a lot. If you are doing a Blue Beetle film, which is essentially Venom.
In some ways, yeah.
What are you going to bring to the table?
That's what you learn. How to
No. As in, are you... How can I put it? Because you've got, like, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, if we break it all down to, like, the key elements. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. One side's a hero, the other side is a violent maniac.
Mm.
Right? Depending on how you look at Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Now, my whole gripe with the Blue Beetle is that when he's interacting with Young Justice or the people that are in metahumans, whatever, there's a dynamic. However, him on his own, I don't think there's enough to carry a film.
The dynamic is going to be between him and the Scarab.
Him and the Scarab, and then usually it's him speaking to his friends, and then him speaking about his friends.
Well, that's what I was just about to say. Like, he's...
He has to have friends
still,
in that film.
He's still of school age. Yeah, he'll have friends. He'll have friends.
Well, that's what I'm saying, like, otherwise it won't work. Like, it can't just be him in the middle of a desert and the Scarab chatting shit. Well,
obviously
don't
not.
Want to see that.
Obviously not. He's gonna have a friend, kind of like a Spider-Man Homecoming style.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're gonna... Go on adventures and shit.
Suppose. Well, mind you, Spider-Man Far From Home looks rather impressive on the footage I've seen recently.
Trailer?
No, it's like on-set footage. One person basically was filming, and apparently they're meant to be doing the scene from what's that bloody thing called? Well, from the Far From Home sort of angle.
Yeah.
With Mysterio... sort of grows to the size of a big ass house.
Yeah.
And it's all in Peter's head. And then Peter realizes and he finds the little body and beats the crap out of him.
Yeah. So every
encounter with Mysterio, yeah.
Every Mysterio story ever told.
Yeah, pretty much. Although there was that one where he didn't cause some form of mad calamity. I remember you saying it's like either it's not Final Crisis, obviously, because that's DC. It's either Civil War or
Old Man Logan.
Huh?
Old Man Logan.
Yeah, he causes a madness in Old Man Logan.
Yeah.
How does he do that again?
Well, not in Old Man Logan. Well, it's Mysterio was the one that made Wolverine. He was really killing the X-Men.
Oh, yeah.
That was Mysterio.
Yeah, so he does have some purpose.
Not really.
Although that's an interesting way of bringing in Wolverine into the DCU.
How?
Up Mysterio's malevolence.
What?
You know, Mysterio tricks this mutant that's living in the house. Who's recovering from some form of trauma into murdering all the people in the house.
And what, that person ends up being Wolverine?
Yeah.
And he just killed all the X-Men.
Yeah.
So you sacrifice all the X-Men just to have Wolverine and you?
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
You really want Cyclops, Jean Grey, and all them ones? In the fucking DCU stinking out with their suckness.
At this point, kind of, yeah. I mean, like, how much more Wolverine do you need to see? Like, he's done everything.
He hasn't.
He's done everything. He's
done everything apart from kill all the X-Men.
Okay, but he doesn't need to do anything else.
Hmm.
Like, he's been in almost every X-Men movie. He's only not in one. And he's a cameo in one.
No, he's a cameo in that
no,
one.
No, he's a cameo in the one that he's not in.
Mm. Yeah. Your point being?
My point being, like, this... We see there's other mutants. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't need to
Wolverine see puts the X in X-Men.
No. No, I've seen enough Wolverine. I've definitely seen enough Mystique. And sadly to say, I've probably seen enough Magneto as well.
Yeah, Magneto's been oversaturated.
All of them have.
Hmm.
The only one out of all of them that you could say that makes sense, him being in all the fucking X-Men movies, is Xavier. All the other ones, they don't need to be in every movie.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They do not.
They do so.
Who?
Definitely do.
Like?
Well, you need Beast.
He doesn't need to be in every movie.
He does.
He doesn't.
He is the voice of reason.
He is. But not in these movies, he's not.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm just saying, like...
He's not even Beast!
They fucked up.
He's not even Beast!
Of course he's not. He's not Kelsey Grammer.
Fuck that dude.
Speaking of fuck that dude...
yeah, speaking of that fuck that dude...
Mandalorian.
No. Hmm? We just spoke about Mandalorian.
No, never. Oh, yeah, Nick Nolte. Yeah, my bad.
Exactly. Stop, just relax, man. Shut the fuck up.
So Daredevil Shanghai.
As I was saying, speaking of fuck that dude, which is Nicholas Holt, Watership Down.
What about Watership Down?
Nicholas Holt is in that as well. They're doing a star-studded retelling or re-adaptation.
It's going to be like the Jungle Book, but with foxes and rabbits.
Yes.
Fuck that.
No, man, looks good. But no, but it's not a film. I mean, it's like a mini. It's a mini series. It's going to be a mini series on BBC.
And it's going to be what, CG?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Fuck it.
Fuck you, dude, man.
Well, fuck you.
Fuck you. It's going to have John Boyega. Bring it. John Boyega.
Yeah.
James McAvoy. The aforementioned Nicholas Holt.
Yeah.
Ben fucking Kingsley.
Playing probably the Badger.
Maybe. Daniel Kaluuya.
Daniel Kaluuya?
Yeah.
What do you play?
He's the dude from Get Out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So basically, you got half the cast from Black Panther, half Black the Panther. Cast. Yeah.
About two people. It's not really half, but yeah, go on.
Half the cast from X-Men.
There's two people, but yeah, go on.
And I'm supposed one to be excited. One person
from Iron Man.
Which is the one person from Iron Man?
Ben fucking Kingsley.
I suppose. And, yeah.
And a doctor. And a Kingsman.
That guy from Kingsman again?
Yeah!
What? What?
What, man?
You know what?
He can act!
He's Elton John and he's the fox.
Elton John.
He's probably going to be
and
the fox.
And he's Robin Hood. And he's a
oh,
Kingsman.
Speaking of Robin Hood. Oh that. My god, that flopped.
Well, it's fucking Robin Hood. What do you expect? And it looks like fucking King Arthur and that flopped. Like, come on, what did you expect?
It flopped harder than I expected, though.
Why? No one was going to go see that.
Yeah, it's ambitious, bruv.
Like, who's the draw? Like, four is Robin Hood. Everyone's seen a Robin Hood or a version of 100 times.
Mm.
You need a draw. Like, IP is not getting you to that film alone. Because, like, it is literally...
I reckon they would have been better off doing a film if they were to do it, but just not call it Robin Hood. Call it The Hood or call it something else. Or... You know, because he's meant to be like a ninja, isn't it? He's meant to be like a ninja in this one.
The Hood wouldn't have helped. Like, because people would have found out and they'd just be like, ugh, it's so contrived. Like, it's one of those ones where it's the thing, but they don't want to call it the thing. And that just makes it worse.
Then, I don't know. I think it was ambitious in some senses to reinvent it so soon.
Yeah, because we just had one.
Yeah, exactly.
We just had one. And we just had a King Arthur, which also makes it feel like we just had one.
I don't know. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the film, apparently, but it just sucks. That it bombed.
Well. I mean, yeah, because, like, you need... It's Robin Hood. We know the story. Yeah. Like, you need a little extra to get people to come out of their house on a cold November / December evening.
I reckon it would have been better in summer.
I don't think so. No. It would have got murdered in summer. It would have been even worse.
Well, yeah.
It would have been even worse. Where you got choice of seeing other stuff. Like, what, am I going to go see Infinity War for the fifth time, or am I going to go see Robin Hood? I'm going to see Infinity
War for the fifth time. Exactly. Yeah. It's terrible.
Exactly.
Alright, so you've got Candyman and Cowboy
shut
Bebop.
Shut the fuck up. Have you seen Cowboy Bebop?
Yeah.
Cowboy Bebop.
You haven't seen it?
So have you seen it?
What, the original series?
Of course.
I think I vaguely remember it. It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Is that the one where he's a detective for Private Eye?
Probably. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Jesus. Well, I know what you're saying, because it's meant to be getting a live TV adaptation from a Japanese company that, for some reason, keeps making these films.
Why not?
Or these TV series.
Is it a TV series or film?
I don't know. I've heard two things to see if it's got to be a film.
TV series, bro?
Well, you're the one that's listed it, so I don't know what angle you're going at this. Like, I understand certain bits are meant to be moving around with the IP, but
yeah.
I don't know what exactly is happening.
I don't know. To be fair, I saw live action and assumed film. I guess it could be a TV series.
Maybe. I don't know. I'd see it. I mean, it's the same thing. It's the opposite thing that I was talking to about last week with the Devil May Cry stuff.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I reckon it would be better if they made a game of Cowboy Bebop rather than a film, because I would rather interact as that character rather than watch that character again. Saying that.
Yeah, but like, this, I mean, maybe, but that might be because you've seen it already.
Well, it depends on who's cast as Cowboy Bebop, how it's told, and how it's written. That's the main
thing. Plus, you know, they're bringing it to a whole new audience.
Not really. Same audience. You ain't going to watch Cowboy Bebop if you don't know about Cowboy Bebop.
Of course you will. Of course you will. My nephew watches stuff that he never knew about before. He don't just watch stuff he's heard of.
It lies.
What do you mean lies? Lies.
It's got to have some form of sense of familiarity to it.
Nah. You just do like some Netflix surfing, and then boom, you find something, just watch it.
Nice.
Yeah, that's how they roll.
What tips?
You would know that if you were young.
I'm not young.
Exactly.
And I know I'm not young. The difference between me and that dumbass guy in the beginning.
Candyman reboot,
Jordan Peele, yeah?
Yeah, but producer, no, he's not directing.
Okay. Could be extremely good. You know, I actually watched on Netflix. That was the thing I was meant to tell you.
Yeah, Electric Boogaloo.
No, it's called
The Toys That Made Us.
Killing Legends, okay. Which is basically an in-depth look about urban legends, or the killers of the urban legends. And one of the
main... Killers of urban legends?
No, well, like...
The killers in urban legends.
Killers in urban legends. Like, and the myths that they're based on, and the cases that they actually were.
Yeah. Candyman one of them.
Candyman's one, well, two, three of them actually.
Really? Is that three stories matched together?
Yeah. So he started off with the crazy mental asylum person with the hook, and then, you know, a couple sort of like getting down, and then something like startles them and they drive off, and then when they go to pull out of a petrol station from when they drove so fast away, they see a bloody stump hanging out of them on one of the doors. There's another one called Crosby as well, which is sort
Crosby.
Of Crosby, not Cosby. Crosby. I mean, both are equally
terrifying. As well.
But Cropsy is sort of like
Cropsy. I heard of Cropsy.
Yeah, Cropsy. Yeah, this is it. So Cropsy is like the mental asylum person. Yeah. So they based it on that. The Hook guy, and what else? There's another one, and obviously Bloody Mary as well.
Yeah.
There's also sort of like, well, there's a load of films that they made about that guy as well. Like there's a guy called the Phantom Murderer that there was a lot of hype about. They've kind of like opened up the cold case, and they assume that it's one guy called like Fulham or something. Muller or something like that. Yeah. I think it's Muller for that one. There's loads of bullcrap, but basically Candyman is essentially three of those guys. I think it's Cropsy, Bloody Mary, and what's the other one?
Sabretooth Tiger,
yeah. No. It's not Trini. Rest in peace. Jesus. Well, basically, Candyman, if you have seen the original film, is about a black slave who is mutilated and eviscerated by a bunch of KKK members, covered in honey, and then stung to death and eaten alive by bees. And, yeah. There's also... Actually, Candyman's also based on another one. I think it's there basically was a black clown going around Chicago, I think it's brother, homie, or son, or homie, son. Oh, God. Can't remember it. But basically...
Happy homie.
Huh?
Happy homie.
Happy homie, probably.
I don't know, that kind of sounds like a cloud name.
Yeah, but that guy, anyway, was never found. Gacy, we all know about Gacy.
Was he killed, or was he meant to be a murderer?
He was meant to be a murderer.
Dressed as a clown.
And then there's also the ones where people were lacing or violating Halloween candy.
Oh, yeah.
So that was also another urban legend as well. It only happened to one person, and the one person that actually did it was the kid's dad, who wanted to maximize his money from the insurance. He basically filled, you know, one of them candy... What do they call it?
Candy insurance.
No, well, kind of. It was like, because this guy was the original candy man, if that makes sense. He filled his, you know, like the sherbet straws that we got here.
Yes.
He filled like several of those with cyanide, and it was going to kill his son, which he succeeded in doing. Build up this. Basically, he was hoping that other kids get injured because he wanted to cover his tracks. Because what the original story was is that he went out trick or treating and he got tainted candy, and his kids were killed as a result. So what he did want is that he wanted people to sort of like, you know, be injured by said event.
Yeah.
So he's in the clear. But because his kid died. That was the end of it. So he was the original Candyman, one of the last people to be murdered in Texas as well. So into the stings. But yeah, so Candyman reboot, Jordan Peele, good stuff. Good stoofs. I'm on board. I'm on board. Although yeah, the original I've watched recently and it's trash.
They bought the first one.
Yeah, it's trash.
Sure.
And the second one fell to the flesh. Trash. It's trash.
So I spoke to someone the other day.
Mm-hmm.
They said they watched it and it was all good.
Okay, what has this person watched other than Candyman?
Lots of other stuff.
Can you verify what other stuff? What else have they said is good?
Loads of stuff.
Give me an example.
I can't think of one off the top of my head, but it's the stuff.
Well, whoever that person is, their opinion is trash! You should not listen to them.
I'll agree to disagree.
Okay, I'm sorry if it was your mum. But,
it was not my mum.
I'm sorry if it was your girlfriend. I'm sorry if it was a girl you like. Whoever it is, trash. Sauce.
I think the female listeners will be happy to know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is in like the word redacted single? Why are you single, bro?
You know what I mean.
And are they pleased? There's got to be a couple of bitches that are upset that you are not single. Actually, you don't want them to be happy that you're single.
No, they aren't. They're happy I'm single because
no,
then they have the opportunity to hit me up on my name.
God. Oh, God, that is sleaze. Look at Harvey Weinstein yourself all up on the podcast. Congratulations. You made it. I mean, like, the worst thing about it is that, like, as horrible as it sounds, podcasters do not have groupies.
Yeah, of course not.
They do not have groupies.
Of course not.
You're streaming that whole video.
Bruh, you're doing a thing for free, for free, in your spare time for free. Of course you ain't got no groupies.
It's terrible, bro.
Groupies aren't attracted to you or your talent. They're attracted to your money.
Yeah. Yes, it's disgraceful. Oh, God. I want to be a rock star. I want to be a rock star. Have that whole carefree lifestyle. Well, I want to be a rock star minus the STDs.
Well, we'll start working on some band names for next week.
Standard. Yeah. I was thinking of, because my name's Shunt and yours is Redacted.
Yeah.
get this one. Unknown Injury. That's going to be our band.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It makes so much sense. Because Shunt, I found out, other than it being my sort of like way of pushing things along, because I'm pushy. Shunt, push, push, push. Is actual medical procedure. Like, you can get shunted if you ask your doctor nicely. Which basically alleviates you for your filling brain. So basically, when you have too much water on the brain, you know, like when you have meningitis and all that stuff, they'll perform a procedure called the shunt, and it will shunt your skull. So, available at all hospitals, shunt.
Yeah.
Only if you need it.
Nice.
Most redacted is just something the government do all the time.
Yeah.
It's great stuff. So, Unknown Injury is going to be the name of our band, and we're going to play nothing but gospel. You've got to have a niche. Like death metal gospel.
We'll workshop that one.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what do you reckon should be our genre? Or dubstep? We can play loads of dubstep.
No, it's got to be a rock band.
But can you play a guitar?
Yeah, it's a rock band.
Can you play guitar? I reckon I could shout vocals.
I can shout vocals.
You can't shout at all. You have an inability to shout redacted. You can just speak spoken word heavy metal. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, that's the niche.
That is terrible, bro.
That is the niche. It's heavy metal, MSL bar, or whatever they call it.
Terrible. ASMR. Oh, God. Oh, God. Alright, so what's the next one? We've got one more.
Night, man. Let's close out. Because we were going to talk about
Red Dead and Fallout.
Yeah, but I haven't finished Red Dead, so I might as well finish it and then come back. And it's late, so
yeah,
we'll do those bits next week.
Mm. Alright, so we'll do it next week. Alright, guys, other than that, good night. And if you're a dick, fuck you.
Yep.
Well.